Man, God has been so kind to my wife and I. Healthy children, beautiful church. Man, I'm just amazed.
And humble adoration. Bow before your throne, opening our hearts, surrendering our wills, calling unto you.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We just praise God for another opportunity that He has allowed us to come together tonight in His presence. And I do give honor to the Most High God. I do give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Great and mighty on tonight. It's just a privilege and an honor to come before your presence once again. And we just thank God tonight for the song, say, Holiness of Holiness. And we thank God that we do give praise and all the glory, all the honor belongs to Him tonight. We thank God even for this appointed time right now that God has blessed us to see another blessed Thursday in 2018. Amen. We don't count it robbery, but we think it's a privilege and honor just to be here on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about to hear what God has to speak unto His people on tonight. Amen. So I'm going to a quick prayer. We're going to jump right into this word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we just want to come and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for all your many blessings, all your many benefits. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the love that you have shown toward us tonight. We thank you for the compassion, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the long suffering, the enduring. We thank you, Father God, that how you had mercy and grace upon us. We thank you that even all of us upon that time right now, God, that you cover us, God. And so, Father God, since you cover us, we stop to say, Father, we thank you tonight, God. And God, we ask you to have your way tonight, God. Touch your people tonight. Everyone that dialed in on tonight, God, open up their spiritual ears, spiritual mind, their heart, their soul, that they might be able to receive and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the body of Christ on tonight. It's not about me, but Father God, it is all about you. So, Father God, on tonight, hallelujah, you get all the praise and all the glory, all the honor. And God, I will be so very careful to give you all praise, all glory, all honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, I do honor Pastor E tonight, amen, to give me the opportunity. I honor every evangelist, every minister, every elder. I honor every faithful ministry on tonight, amen. So we're going to go right into this word of God on tonight. We're coming from the book of Psalms, and we're going to begin at Psalms 91, and we're going to read 1 through 11. Psalms 91, 1 through 11. This is one of my favorite ones that I read every night before I go to bed. I make sure I read it. Amen. Verse 1 says, He dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth, that means a TH means what? It's continue in the secret place. What's a secret place? A secret place where you can go in and you can talk to God, just you and Him one on one. Secret. A secret is when you go to somebody and call them and just say, sister, brother, I'm coming to share with you. But I'm telling you this in secret. That meaning, I don't mean for it to go nowhere else. Amen. So we can go to God, Jesus the Lord, in the secret place. Guess what? He ain't going to tell nobody. He's gonna hear everything that we have to say. And He will be there for us. That's why it's so good to know how to go in for your own self. Amen, somebody. This is a day and time that we got to continue to dwell and continue in that secret place of the Most High. He said, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Tonight, how many can say, when's the last time has you went into the secret place? When's the last time have you went into the holiest of holies? When's the last time you went into the inner court? When's the last time that you went in and God met you right there? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, dwell. So we can go in and we can dwell with God. We can sit with God. Come on. We can sit at the feet of Jesus and say, God, hear him. But he said, continue. He said, come on. So guess what? The more we go into God and the more we begin to dwell in that secret place, my God, think about this. When we get you going into that secret place, once we begin to release, that we God has given up to him, we're going to worry about nobody else telling what we're saying. Because Jesus said, guess what? You came in to me secret. That means I have said something to the Father in secret. And the Father said, guess what? I ain't going to tell a soul. And derail me to live, I continue giving a condition of faith. That's what does derail me to live, continue condition of faith. So tonight, we should always, every day, dwelling in that secret place. Dwelling if I'm going in. And I'm going to continue to go in until till God give me what I have need of. See, we have to continue to pray and seek the face of God until God release our answer, to God release the manifestation. To some of us, we don't want to continue to go in. We think we're supposed to go in one time. God can hear our prayer when we go in, but sometimes God wants us to continue to come to him because he says, I want to see if you can give you a way to trust me. If you trust me, if God says I'm not saying anything, that means you got to keep on coming to me. Keep on coming to me. Then after a while, God says, I'm going to release the secret thing that you told nobody but you, me, and I. Amen. I'm telling you, God is good. Verse 2 says, I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge. I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him would I trust. I will say, Lisa would say of the Lord, he is Lisa's refuge and my fortress. Lisa God, in him will Lisa trust. That's all good and said. But refuge is what? It's a safe place. It's a free place, a place that we can get away. A refuge is what he said. You can run in a safe place, and I will hide you from your enemy. See, that's the thing about it tonight. We can go into that refuge. That's a safe place. Everybody can go into the refuge because they don't really know how to go in and be saved. They don't know how to flee. They don't know how to get away. Sometimes God say, you need to come in. Come in. Come into the refuge. Refuge is what? It's a place that's security. It's a place of protection. It's a place of safety on tonight. Amen. See, how many can say, in God I trust? Do you really trust God? But if you really do trust God with your heart, not lean to your own understanding, if you really trust God with your heart, when God gives us a assignment, we will carry that assignment out because the word of God said tonight, I will trust. Who are you going to trust in? God. Strong trusting horses, strong trusting cherubim, strong trusting silver and gold. But tonight, God says, would you trust me? How can I trust God? First of all, you got to know how to trust God. You got to know how to go into what? The secret place. You got to know how to dwell in that secret place. All that tied together, and then you go in there, and you can trust God. Trust him. God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. If God said, I gave you an assignment, he said, I am well able to complete it to the day of what you got. God don't do the assignment and don't want us to finish the assignment. We have to finish the assignment. You have to be determined that, guess what? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to that secret place. I'm going to dwell there. I'm going to get instruction. I'm going to get guidance from God. And then I'm going to go in. Then I'm going to trust God. I ain't with my man say, woman say, boy, girl say. The Bible says what? Who report shall you believe? You going to trust God or you ain't going to trust God? It's just plain and simple. Amen. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the mouth of the pestle. Now, if God says, surely he shall deliver thee. He said it. So what is it, what is it so hard for us to take God in his word wherever we're going through, wherever we're facing? He said he shall deliver thee from the snares and the fowls and from the mouth and from the person. So what he's saying, it doesn't matter what you go through, you got a promise from God that he says, I shall deliver thee. So sometimes we need to go through some stuff. We need to stop praying for people and let them go through what they got to go through. Something is a sign for them to go through. But what we want to do, we want to intercede. We want to go in the gap. We want to pray for them. I'm learning one thing in this season. I'm careful when I pray for people. I'm careful when I go to God for, because I know God's going to answer my prayer. So now I say, God, I got to change my prayer. When I pray for people, I need to make sure that I'm praying it according to your will. Come on, somebody. Because if we can pray a prayer, God will answer our prayer. Because we are in what? Right standing with him. But this is the time now that we got to make sure that we pray in the right prayer. God will deliver the people. He said he shall deliver thee, but sometimes God will us walk them with us to walk through the fire. Sometimes God will us to go through the storm, go through the trial. He said, I'm going to deliver you from the snares and the fowl, from the north and the past. What we do? There we go in the sea praying. See, we don't want nobody to go through nothing. But this is the time that we got to get out the way. Because we don't want nothing to be held accountable to us, because we intercede for the people, and God say, sometimes let them go through. He said, I shall deliver thee. So guess what? You got a word. He didn't say on our timing. He didn't say when. He just said, I shall deliver thee from. Amen. Verse 4 say, he shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He shall cover thee with his feather and under his wings. Wings is way. It can be a protection. That's why we have to release the angels of God to go out and the four corners of the earth. If you don't release the angels to go out, guess what? The angels said, send them say, I don't know where to go because you can't release me. That's why he said in his word, he shall cover thee. He shall cover thee with the stubble. So if God said tonight, I shall cover thee, why are we so fearful? Why are we so afraid to go around people that got spirits in them, alcoholics, or lesbians, or homosexuals, or people in the hood, or on the tree, in the bottom? We are afraid to go around those people because what we say, I don't want spirits getting on me, and you know what? I don't let them follow me home, honey. Okay, why would you say that when verse 4 says he shall cover thee with his feather and under his wings shall thy trust, his truth shall be thy sure brother. He said trust. So his truth. So why are we so fearful? But we say we got the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. We say we are anointed. We've been appointed. We've been ordained. Oh, I know I am who I am. I can speak to the mouth of command that must be removed. Speaking to the mouth, that mouth ain't moved yet. So guess what? You really not speaking out of the oracle of God. You're speaking, but you ain't speaking with no power. You speak with no anointing, no authority. All of a sudden, you're just saying something. Oh, my God. Jesus. Verse 5 say, thou shalt not be afraid for the terrors by night, nor for the arrows that flies by day. Thou shalt not be afraid. Why are we afraid? There you go again. I'm talking about these Christian peoples, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified people, five baptized, tongue talking, speak, something, hand clapping, come on somebody, speaking all these kind of tongues, and baby, you so fearful that you can't even catch a fly out your house. Some of us scared of water. Some of us scared of water, boy. Come on somebody, some of us scared of water. We start talking about, we start hollering. How is that? Because thou shalt not be afraid for the terrors by night, nor for the arrows that flies by day. So why are you afraid? And he's saying thou shalt not be afraid. Why? But we say, oh, honey, I love God. I know who I am. I know I'm a prophet. I'm a apostle. I'm a bishop. I'm a pastor. I got my doctorate degree. All day is good, but when's the last time you cast a devil out? When's the last time somebody got healed? When's the last time you spoke a word about living to that person? When's the last time that you got somebody saved? When's the last time you somebody to cry? See, all this stuff, we got to check ourselves tonight. We got to do a recheck tonight because some of us is not doing what this word says. Some of us is not dwelling. Some of us going to seek a place. That's why we see no what? Manifestation. And we telling people too much. You're telling the wrong person. And that's why things are all chaos. You need to learn how to go into the holiness of holiness tonight. You need to learn how to tell Jesus, tell the Lord, tell God. He said, tell me in secret. But he said, I ain't going to tell nobody. Do we do that? No. What does Saul say? I just couldn't hold it. I just had to tell somebody. Yeah, but you better tell the right person. You better pray and seek God. Ask God, Lord, who should I share with? Who should I tell? Because everybody is not with you. People do not help your best interest at heart. And some of us telling, we talking too much. And don't get upset when you hear about it from this sister, that brother, whoever else, because you don't open your mouth. See, if you were in that secret place, you were derailed, you would have stopped God, God would have told you, be quiet. What he said, with your right hand, what your left hand is doing. But do we do that? No. Father, I'll be man pleaser. We want to do things to get pay on the bike. We want to get things and say, look what I did. But it shouldn't be about us. What we should do, we should be do what? To glorify God on tonight. Amen. Somebody, God is good. Hallelujah. We're going to read verse 6. It says, not the person that walketh in darkness, not for destruction that wastes at noonday. Not for the person that walketh in darkness, not for the destruction that wastes at noonday. We should be walking in darkness no more. What the Bible says, dark and light has no way. Fellowship together. Amen. So testament can be a real bad infection. It can be a bad disease. So we shouldn't be doing that, walking in darkness. Why? Destruction. That was the noonday. So when we come out the will of God, we open for anything life to happen. Amen. Verse 8. The only with thine eye shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, my God. Only with the eye shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. So you mean God is saying the wicked, that's a reward for the wicked. A wicked person is someone who is cruel, arrogant, evil, all that kind of stuff. That's what a wicked person is. They do all kind of stuff. They're wicked. In their mind, they try to plant and how to talk. How they gonna get even with someone? That means you wicked. But those things should not be in the household of God. Amen. God is not pleased on tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 9 said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation. Amen. Verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come and thy dwelling. Read verse 10 again. Said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come thy dwelling place. That means that's a tent. Now, it can happen if we get out of the will of God. It can happen if we get out of our place, get out of position. That's why it's so important, my sisters and brothers, tonight, that we don't get out of the will of God. So get out of your place, get out of your position, and the most one thing, please stay focused. Because it's easy for us to get distraction. It's easy for us to lose focus. And because what? We are like certain things that occur in our lives that cause us to get off course, get off focus. But that's why he said, no evil befall thee. He said, no evil befall thee. But we got to be careful even with that right there, too. Because it can happen to us, and also if we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, go back to verse 8 about the wickedness, we got to be very careful what we're saying in this season. We got to be careful what we do, release out of our mouth, because we got to make sure that it comes straight from God, because he said what? Whatever is inside of our mouth in this season, God going to hold us accountable. So we have to be, we got to know that we know God said it. Yeah, we need to go back and ask God, Lord, it's the time for me to release it. Well, sometimes God will give us stuff in secret, and we need to make sure whatever he gives us in secret, it's the time for us to release it. I know we get excited when God gives us a divine word, but we still have to pray. We have to seek God and then wait on him and say, God, is it the time for you to, you gave me that word in secret. As I begin to dwell with you, go in into that secret place of the Most High. And he released the word to us, but we have to make sure, God, because you gave me a word for Pastor E, for East Angeles Carolyn, Melissa Terry. I have to make sure that God is at times listening to them, because let me tell you something. If they are not in a place and a position, if their mind is not open to, and it's not time to release that word to them, they won't receive it, because God said, I told you to wait, release it next month. But we get so excited and we don't obey what God is saying. And he said, I told you that in the secret place of the Most High, so it's not in one, verse 1. But did you get the assignment to release the word in secret? See, God will show us things in secret. When we do intercessory prayer for somebody, if we're going for a person, intercessory prayer, that means we're going in the secret place, and holders in the court. We're going in, praying for this individual, and God will give what that person going through. But this is the thing that we need to learn. Whatever God gives us for a person, we need to make sure that God say, release the word when you come out of prayer. Or what should we say, God, I should release the word now, or should I wait? Most of us, guess what? We don't. We go write a word right away. We release the word to the person. The person don't receive it, and then we kind of get an attitude. We kind of get upset. We shouldn't, because we didn't see God for Godness. We didn't see God and say, God, what is the time for me to release the word? No, we did not. Automatic. We just know it was time. And the person don't receive us, we can't get upset, because if God would have said, okay, you can call her, you can text her, I got her heart, her mind ready to receive. She needs this, what I gave to you in that secret place. But if you have to make sure that God has released us to release the word to the person. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalms 91 tonight. I'm going to read Psalms 31 and verse 20. It's just a verbal scripture tied in with Psalms 91. I'm going to read Psalms 31 and verse 20. It says, Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secret in provision from them that scribe a tongue. Read again, Psalms 31, verse 20. It says, Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secret in a provision from the scribe a tongue. Amen. Then I'm going to read Psalms 17 and verse 8. It's just a simple scripture that God gave me to go along with Psalms 91. Okay, Psalms 17, verse 8 says, it said, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. You know, that's good when God can say personal that you are the apple of my eye. Oh, my God. That's good when God can just refer to us personal that Lisa, you the apple of my eye. And then he said he'll hide us under his wings. So what he's saying is, I'm going to protect my daughter. I'll protect my son, because you are what? The apple of my eye. I'm going to read verse 11. This is my last scripture. But he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. But he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in what? He said, in all thy ways. My God. So you mean tell me God said he going to give us an angel? But he shall give us his angels charge over thee. Charge over thee. That means I got you. Come on, I got you covered. To keep thee in all thy ways. So what he's saying, I'm going to allow the angels to charge over you. I'm going to allow the angel to keep thee in all that way. So what he's saying, your angel is going to protect you. That's why it's so important that we learn how to release the angels out. And angels is on assignment for us. But if you have released the angel to go on assignment, they don't know which way to go. All they know is that, hey, you told me to go, but where am I going? See, that's why it's so important that we know how to release the angels And he said, I'm going to see they're going to, and that's not how he said, they're going to keep George over there, keep me in all that ways. You know, that's good what you say, because he don't say that about everybody. See, that's why he said what many are called, but then he said what few are chosen. I'd rather be chosen by God anytime to be called, because you got to make sure that God called you. Sometimes man can say that, oh, God called you. If you must know that God called you, because a man, the same man say God called you, and they get upset with you, they can set you down, promote you down, because they saying, I said, God said. But you better make sure that God said it. Get confirmation before you be so quick to say, well, my pastor says so and so. Know that you know that you know that God say, I chose you. Amen. We'll read this last verse of St. Luke. It's going to be St. Luke 4, 10, 11. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee. Verse 11 said, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Read verse 12. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Again, this word on tonight, it was a blessing to me, and I just want to encourage the one on the call on tonight that go in Psalm 91. Begin to go into that secret place and begin to talk to God. Go into that secret place and begin to release some petition, some prayer requests, some supplication requests. Go into that secret place of the Most High God. And when you get there, God is waiting on us. When we go into the presence of the Most High God, we should enter in with what? Thanksgiving. We should enter in with praise. We should enter in with worship. We should enter in with hallelujah. Enter in with thank you, Jesus. We should go into the presence of the Most High God with a high praise and telling God how much, God, we love you, how much I love you, I adore you. The more we enter into praise and worship, when we go into prayer, all you do is set in the atmosphere. You sing the stages, and I promise y'all, when you begin to go into worship, before you go into prayer, before you know anything, God will be taking you up somewhere. And I'm telling you, it'll be such an experiment that you don't even want to come out. I love going in. I love the willing. I love going in that secret place and talking to God about situation and certain things. And then when I learn one thing, when I get to talking to God in prayer, I learn it now to lay there for a few minutes. And I'm waiting on God, you need to release anything to me. You need to say anything to me. I don't jump off the floor so quick, because I don't know what God might have something for me. So I'm learning how to wait in that secret place of the Most High God. I'm learning how to dwell. The well is I'm going in, and I'm going to continue to go in until I get what God has for me. Amen. This word has blessed me on tonight. I praise God, everyone that dialed in on tonight at this time. We're going to ask anyone have any prayer requests, any supplication at this time, any remorse. If you do, you can dial one. You can come on in at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone have any remorse, you can dial one and come on in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Great, great word. As always, I cannot even express how the growth that God has moved in and through you. I'm so proud to be connected with you. Area code 773, last 4544, last 4230. I'm sorry, I put your whole number out there. Last 4230. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening.
Blessings to you, man and man of God, and blessings to you, woman of God. This is McGee, Apostle McGee from Chicago, and what an awesome, awesome word that was on tonight and going into the secret places. I just came out of that place being at the sanctuary out in Whitewater in my consecration time. And I'm telling you, that was an awesome, awesome word. And I think the people of God need to take heed to that. If you want a greater response to God, get into the secret places with Him and watch what responses you get greater than what you've been looking for and looking at. So I am very, very proud of what this woman of God has done tonight and seeing the growth of what God is doing in her life and what it is manifested. I'm like you, Pastor E. She has really gone to another level, and I'm praising God for that. And thanking God for you, man of God, for allowing this line to be open and that the people can hear in their airways all over the country.
Amen. Awesome. God bless you, Apostle. We'll be in you guys tune in Tuesday. Apostle will be on, Apostle McGee will be on Man Up the Movement next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m.
Amen.
Eastern. Don't miss it. We are going to have a good time. God bless you,
Amen.
Man of God.
Yes.
Gary Cole, 334, last four, 9999. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening. Area code 334, last four, 9999. You're live. All right, sometimes we get a mistake. Eric, next caller, area code 720, last four, 2025. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Praise the Lord, everyone. There was a very awesome word that was given from the prophetess. Very enlightening. Very encouraging, and it wasn't just for leaders. It's for all of the children of God to know that they have security in Christ. But it was an awesome word. God bless.
Amen. God bless you also. Anybody else? We got a few more minutes left to get your comments or your questions. You may be out there in need of prayer. You may be out there in need of something, just someone to listen. We're here for that also. Dial one, and we'll bring you in on this broadcast immediately. Woman of God, as I said, I'm just proud to be connected with you and see and to witness the growth that God is doing in and through your life. I applaud
Amen.
You tonight for continually being committed to God's word and doing what He would have you to do.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it.
Amen. Any announcements that you have in your ministry or in your region that may be going on you want to share?
Well, no, next Sunday I'll be traveling to Georgia to speak with another prophetess all the way out of South North Carolina. I'll be traveling next Sunday, so I'm excited about it as God has truly opened up doors and for me, and I praise God for the new connection that God has put in my life. One thing about God, He said that your gift will make room for you. I thank God I have patiently waited on Him to open up a door for me. So I'm just opportunity just to be a blessing to be traveling to Georgia. Tomorrow is our anniversary, and I'll be doing the occasion along with prophets all the way from North Carolina. So I'm excited about the move of God, and I'm excited about the new things God is doing in my life. My thing is, I just want to stay humble at the feet of Jesus. So it's Him, not about me on tonight. So God, get all the glory and honor and the praise belongs to Him on tonight. So I'm just excited about what God is doing for the body of Christ, not me, but for all of us.
Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, I'm definitely a witness. So God bless you. Thank you for an awesome word tonight. Family, we want to invite you. If you're in the Southern California area, Long Beach, Compton, Linwood, Carson, anywhere around here, we're having our first annual backpack school supply giveaway. Yes, we still need your help. We still need some donations. We need socks. We need hygiene. We need anything you think a child may need that is not doing as well as they should or their parents are doing or in the downtime. We want to be very supportive to our community. And if you would like to be a part of that, we have a fundraiser plug on Facebook, or you can reach out on our website at Provoke2000Now. com and donate there. But we still need your help. We have backpacks, we have supplies, but we want to be a blessing. So we're not going to shut the door. We're going to continue to ask you to donate. If you can't come, if you can't give, you can come. If you can't come, you can give. Anything that you can sow into the youth of our community and our nation, we want your help in that right now. The first annual backpack school supply giveaway with myself, P2P, the Now Network, Ease Tees for You Now, Swag, Sisters Working Against Gang Violence. We got Pastor Purpose coming out. We got Monique DeLeon coming out. We have Mark Allen Felton coming out. We got entertainment. We got free barbecue. We just going to do a blessing to the community, but we need your help. I can't overemphasize that. Please donate today and help us make this an event to remember. Family, know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But most of all, I want you to know that you were beautifully made by God. Don't think it was by mistake. You are God's greatest miracle. Don't give up. Fight. Don't sit down. Get up. Don't quit. Kick. And watch God move on your behalf. We bless you in Jesus' name.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, somebody clap your hands. This a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.